There's so much shit Europe gets away with because you have coffee shops and trains and stuff. Sounds like cope to me. Europe is still not detached from the US in terms of self-defense. We can't afford to go against you, to be fair. Massive bullshit.
Why these other countries aren't lining up just yet publicly to help with President Trump in Iran.
It's really simple, Mr. Berman. It's really simple. The people in those countries hate the U.S. military action in Iran. What are we talking about here? Okay, net approval rating, U.S. military action in Iran. In Canada, way underwater, minus 27 points. You think that's low?
I'm not going to lie. This is way higher than I thought it would be. Canada hates us now. Shouldn't this be like minus 60 or something? Why is it so high? Yeah, that's not nearly low enough. This graced my timeline the other day. Trump in 2008. 18 years ago. You know, if nothing else, like, regardless of the content, which is now deeply ironic, listen to how much more coherent he was back then.
Nancy Pelosi, the speaker.
Well, you know, when she first got in and was named speaker, I met her, and I'm very impressed by her. I think she's a very impressive person. I like her a lot. But I was surprised that she didn't do more in terms of Bush and going after Bush. It was almost, it just seemed like she was going to really look to impeach Bush and get him out of office, which personally I think would have been a wonderful thing.
Impeaching him?
Absolutely. For the war. For the war.
Because of the conduct.
Well, he lied. He got us into the war with lies. And, I mean, look at the trouble.
That's so based, man. If this guy ran for president, I'd have to vote for him.
Bill Clinton got into with something that was totally unimportant, and they tried to impeach him, which was nonsense. And yet Bush got us into this horrible war with lies, by lying, by saying they had weapons of mass destruction, by saying all sorts of things that turned out not to be true.
Pretty crazy, right? 18 years ago. I mean, obviously, it's not like, oh, he's a hypocrite. Of course Trump's a hypocrite. But he never believed this to begin with either. Maybe he did. I mean, Trump does have to have a coherent set of beliefs in there somewhere. He probably believed this. It was an easy thing to believe back then. And he was pretty vocal about it back then, too. Trump ran in 2000 on a universal healthcare program. That's pretty funny. Yeah, I guess following a resounding no from the rest of the world after Trump begged everyone, including China, for help in the Strait of Hormuz, Trump is like, well, we didn't need you anyway. Fuck you, fake friends. The U.S. has been informed by most of our NATO allies that they don't want to get involved with our military operation against the terrorist regime of Iran in the Middle East. This, despite the fact that almost every country strongly agree with what we're doing. Yeah, interesting that. Kind of a good point from Trump. And that Iran cannot, in any way, shape, or form, be allowed to have a nuclear weapon. I am not surprised by their action, however, because I always considered NATO, where we spend hundreds of billions of dollars per year protecting these same countries, to be a one-way street. People in my subreddit were upset with me for saying that this would have played out similarly with Kamala Harris, but in addition to the fact that Democrats don't really seem to care that Trump is invading Iran, here's an additional point of evidence. Europe also doesn't. The United Kingdom, France, Germany, like, they're not helping us, but they really don't seem to, like, care much that we're doing this. You know, we're not really facing a resounding opposition from our allies. We will protect them, but they will do nothing for us in particular at a time of need. Fortunately, we have decimated Iran's military. Vosh, what's the expectation? Europe isn't friendly with Iran either? Yeah, but like, not being friendly with Iran doesn't mean that you should support an illegal, insane war that does nothing but kill people and raise global inflation. EU, like, most of the, I mean, all of them, depending on, you know, how you look at it, really, they're effectively vassal states, you know, other members of NATO. They just do what we do. They follow along. They're like dogs. Because they're led around by the nose by the same corporations that we are. So they, you know, you expect, they're you don't get the moral opposition you expect you otherwise would. Europeans love to talk as though they're superior to us. Canada, you know, you aura farm Mark Carney over in Davos, you aura farm about how the old world order is dead. Then what does Mark Carney do? Says he supports our invasion of Iran. The European countries, oh, we're so anti-Israel. Oh, we're so done with Trump. Oh, you're also boorish and American. Then what do? You follow us along anyway, all right? The only difference between you and us is that the corporations that control both of our countries are stationed here. Yeah, especially Germany, man, especially Germany. And where Germany goes, so too does the EU.
Gleichzeitig steht fest. Und das sehen wir an jedem Tag.
I'll just read it. It is clear the Iranian regime poses a significant danger to its neighbors, the entire region, to the freedom of navigation, and to global economic development. This danger must definitely not continue to exist. On this point, we are in full agreement with our partners and friends in Israel and the United States. And that's the foreign minister of Germany. So that's official spokesman for the government there with regard to foreign affairs. Wrong side of history again. Europe. Thanks for translating. My pleasure. You're very welcome. Europe is still not detached from the U.S. in terms of self-defense. We can't afford to go against you, to be fair. Massive bullshit. Massive bullshit. The only reason, Europe can defend itself. Absolute bullshit. The idea that you guys need us is total cope. Like, you have no choice but to go along with our insane geopolitical ambitions because you rely on us? Not true at all. And for two, America right now is creating a more dangerous world where Europe will need to spend more on self-defense. Like, we are creating the world that you would need to spend money defending yourself from. You're right, but Europe needs time to detach. No, fuck you. I wouldn't accept that from anyone else. I'm not accepting it from you guys. You guys are lockstep in with us to every shitty fucking thing that we do. I'm not buying this, like, well, America chooses to be evil, but Europe has no chance. Yeah, Western Europe is, like, the largest market in the world, and they have nuclear weapons, and they have an enormous standing army, and they also have an enormous amount of soft power, and also nothing threatens them. The biggest threat to Western Europe is Russia, and Russia can't make it more than 3 miles into Ukraine. But yeah, they have no choice but to continue, like, smiling and nodding at the genocide in Gaza, or the annexations in the West Bank, or the invasion of Lebanon. They have no choice, because, like, they may have hundreds of nukes, but they don't have thousands like we do. They have no choice but to go along with it, you know? Nah, fuck you. Come on, accept the agency, okay? Your leaders are controlled. They're puppets of capital just like ours, all right? Own up to it. That's all. That's all. Just, you have to own up to it. Isn't Saudi Arabia and the other Gulf states also in favor of Iran's bombardment? Not really. Like, Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states don't like Iran, but they recognize that what we're doing right now is destabilizing the region. Also, the Gulf states are fucking evil. Like, that's not good. Iran is a better country than those. Also, yeah, literal U.S. puppets. Spain's prime minister is too based. Spain is based. Yeah, Spain is based. For sure, for sure. They are privately, they keep goading the U.S. to continue. Wall Street Journal reports on it often. Well, they're also stupid. I get really irritated at Europeans right now acting like they're a different species and allowing their campus to fester. I still haven't gotten over the fact that for decades and decades, I was led to believe that America was backwards when it came to racism, but Europe was, like, enlightened. And then I realized when growing up that every single data point indicates the exact opposite. America is far more racially tolerant than Europe is, like, massively so, by every metric you could measure that by. I'm still really pissed about that. There's so much shit Europe gets away with because you have fucking coffee shops and trains and stuff. It's a very common narrative. Sounds like cope to me. You look down on us, but you're doing it to avoid dealing with your own problems. And bicycles. You've got your fucking bicycles. You've got bicycles. All right, you've got bicycles. Okay.
But the fact is that the U.S. economy is fundamentally sound, and that if it were to be extended, it wouldn't really disrupt the U.S. economy very much at all. It would hurt consumers, and we'd have to think about, you know, if that continued, what we would have to do about that. But that's, like, really the last of our concerns right now, because we're very confident that this thing is going ahead of schedule.
God, that's funny.
We'd have to think about, you know, if that continued, what we would have to do about that. But that's, like, really the last of our concerns right now, because we're very confident that this thing is going very much at all. It would hurt consumers, and we'd have to think about, you know, if that continued, what we would have to do about that. But that's, like, really the last of our concerns right now, because we're very confident that this thing is going ahead of schedule.
Won't hurt the economy, but it might hurt the consumers. I love the financialization of the economy. It's so cool. I love it. There shouldn't even be an economy outside of consumers. I am a Luddite when it comes to economic development. The economy should be people buying coffees and selling, like, gears and screws and stuff. That should be the economy. We during the period of time where the economy was primarily consumer-driven, we had the greatest rise in not only the standard of living, but of the, like, average level of technological development in human history. That window of time in between, like, the end of World War II and the 1980s went from, like, the everyone's house, everyone's world changed. And we still see that now with smartphones and computers, but a lot of stuff has lagged since then and gotten worse. Like, a lot of appliances are worse than they used to be. We were building a lot of stuff. Was that before or after we were worker focused? Yeah. Are you going to talk about how the U.S. no longer is being counted a liberal democracy? Based, but like, who? According to who? The V-Dem Institute? I've never heard of them. It's a bourgeois democracy.